All right, so I have our topics here. It's going to be an interesting pod. Owen and Dennis were not able to attend. However, this week we will be discussing a lot of fantasy football. It's the week me and Dennis and our friends fantasy draft. So we did think it would be a good idea to bring in a sports expert here to help us kind of just get a sense for where this fantasy football season is headed. Tony, are you there?
What's up, fuckers? Keep
on. Oh, shit. I didn't know Tony Double D was coming.
I'm back.
Tony, where have you been?
I've been all over, baby, watching things.
Did March hit you a little too hard?
Yeah,
I haven't watched anything since.
Went all in on March and just kind of laying low since.
Yeah, baby, just no Olympics for me. Just football. Ready to watch some football. So,
okay,
I'm back.
Well, Tony warms up during the podcast, too. He's a little cold at the start, and then he warms up.
Sounds a little bit like Trump. Tony.
I've been watching a lot of Trump.
What did you think about the assassination attempt, Tony?
Of who?
Donald Trump.
Oh, I only watched 2016 Trump. He's not going to win this one.
We also have here George, freaking resident, who is in Dennis and I's fantasy league. So it'll be an interesting... And not only is he in the league, he won the league last year. So he is a bit of an expert himself. So it will be interesting to hear his takes on it. What do you guys say we get right into fantasy? I want to, before we get into some of the other topics today, I want to hear your guys' top five favorite picks for fantasy this year. George, do you have that ready?
Wait a minute. Tony thought this was like going to be half the time. Not just
it
like,
is.
Bang it,
is.
It off, bang it off. Okay.
No, it is. Tony, don't you worry.
Tony this gets a little thrown off, okay? And before we start, it's good to see Owen again. Good to have you back. I can't wait to hear all you know about sports. I know you're a big sports guy.
I'm confused because Owen isn't here.
Is he confusing me for Owen?
That's George, Tony.
No.
Tony, I don't think we've met.
I only know Owen. So.
Okay. All right. That's fine. They're interchanged.
Carry on with that.
Thank you.
All right. That was a bit I thought of in my head before I started. It just didn't work.
I just got so confused by it.
Yeah.
I kind of was following along. But George, so do you have top five people in mind or do you need a second to research?
So is the question top five overall picks?
I think it's just top five people you would like to draft, regardless of round. Yeah, like who are your favorites to try to get on your team this year?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. I mean, as defending champion, I don't want to give away all my
Why don't
my
we
trade
talk
secret.
A little about so give us a playthrough of your season last year.
Yeah, what did you do right? What did you obviously not do
as
wrong?
As a champion, what do you do to win?
Again, I don't want to give away all my trade secrets, but...
Well, you'll watch the waiver wire.
Yeah, it's like
one of
the least...
You try to pick up the best guy every week.
It's one of the least active, like, leagues. Like, six of the guys don't even check in on their teams. Three of them are auto-drafted. If you show up every week.
I'm not mentally prepared to deal with Tony Double D. This is a big ass.
Imagine being Tony Double D. What you
I
have to prepare for
what it's like
all
to
day.
Be
oh no, what kind of prep goes into Tony Double D's life?
It's all mental prep.
Tell us about what it takes. Just come on, give us the inside scoop. Nobody listens to this pod. Dennis isn't here. I'm the only person who's gonna
on our podcast. I think the only people that listen are all here, except maybe Drew the listener, but
he's not taking any of your advice.
No, he's set in stone with whatever he does is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Sorry, Drew. The listener.
Come on.
So I would say last year I had a few guiding principles going into the draft. And
the Ten Commandments. Let's hear
them. I stuck to those things. And in the long run, it kind of worked out for me. And I don't know if things have changed a whole lot. I haven't done a lot of research yet this year. But one of those things last year, for instance, was don't worry about drafting a running back in the first couple rounds. Just load up in the middle rounds. And then, you know, hopefully, like, two or three out of the five or six you pick just hit.
And what did you load up on? I don't even remember your team.
I had DeAndre Swift. He was pretty good for the Eagles. David Montgomery for the Lions. Devon Achane for the Dolphins.
Tony, I remember you kind of following our league pretty closely last year. Who was on Dennis's team?
The commissioner?
I have no idea, and either does Dennis for sure. No clue. I can't name one person.
I can't either.
I think I had Pat Mahomes. I think I had him. Or he had him.
I can't remember. I had a playoff team. I feel like I had Cooper Kupp. I don't know. I can't remember a single person on my team.
Yeah. I guess if you win, maybe you do.
Yeah. Everybody remember. You only really remember the winners, really.
The last time I won was just because I had the Lamar Jackson, like where Lamar Jackson just blew up year. So I didn't really have to do anything. That was nice.
I know this league, and there's been a lot of controversy, and especially a few years ago on a game-winning sort of matchup, a league-winning matchup. Can you explain that, Kevin, for the listeners, what happened?
Yeah, I can. Actually, my brother was involved in this incident, as well as Albert Rutledge, almost guest of the pod.
Tony loves doxing people, too. Good job, Kevin. Can you give his address, too?
Catching strays.
Somewhere in Columbus. We're in a championship matchup until that Bengals-Bills game. I think it was an infamous Monday night game even, right? Was it Monday night or Sunday night?
Well, it was a night game. Yeah, either Monday or
Sunday.
It
was funny because I was driving home from somewhere that night, and it was in Cincinnati. And I remember driving through downtown Cincinnati while that game was going on. And I remember the city was electric. And then all of a sudden, I got home. I think I turned on the game and that injury happened with DeMar Hamlin. And they just shut it down. And it turned. And I think Matt had T. Higgins and the Bengals kicker. Albert had nobody left. So when the game got shut down, Matt Stu, my brother, was down 1 point with still like 3 quarters left to go. And he had the team's kicker. So if they had scored a touchdown or T. Higgins had scored any passes, he would have won.
I saw a text leak, and the day before, Albert congratulated Matt on winning. Yeah, he was
basically conceded.
Yeah, he's like, congratulations, Matt. Because he was down 1 point with like 15 projected points left.
Yeah,
so
this is a tough spot because I think a lot of people were just like, you know, play it like an injury. But this was such an obvious victory for Matt Stu that it seemed like nonsensical to not give him the win. But Matt, being a beta bitch, decided to concede the victory, I think, right there and then. And we had to stick up for him. At least I stuck up for him. I think Drew, the listener, stuck up for him because that was just like, and that's a split, if anything.
Yeah.
If Matt doesn't win, that's a split.
It seems like it was a defining moment in his life for you and for your other brother.
Yeah.
That it really defined how you viewed Matt Stu.
Yeah, because Ryan Stu and I, we talked about it ad nauseum, and he not only doesn't know Bart, but he hates him because of that, but he also just hates Matt. He just thinks so lowly of Matt for not sticking up for himself in that situation. George, where do you stand on that battle?
Well, I think Matt's a really nice guy, and I can relate to liking positive interactions with people. But yes, I think at the end of the day, at the worst, it should be a split. I think had it probably been, you know, the worst it should have been is a split. I'll leave it at that.
If it was you, what would have happened?
Well, I thought, shout out to our commissioner, Dennis.
Wish he was
good
here.
Commissioner,
couldn't make it.
Job.
Big cock.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
I think he handled that pretty well. All I know is next year they're definitive champion, and that champion still reigns today.
What did you spend the money on? We're talking like $2,000 here.
I actually felt bad. That's a lot of money to actually be winning, I feel like. But honestly, I spent it on my engagement.
Did you?
I bought the ring, huh?
No, that actually made me go for like a penthouse suite type situation.
Oh,
which
wow.
I haven't done before. Like get the best room in a hotel.
Wow, you're a much better.
I heard that Dennis actually spent all that money in like September and had to pull it out of his savings account.
I recall
Dennis were smaller that year.
Dennis winning maybe 10 years ago in this league. Is that
the first league Dennis had it, he won. Wait, the first year.
Andrew Luck, right? You're still drafted, or he's still drafted Andrew Luck every year.
No, it was Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, when his last good year.
Yeah, and he won it, and everyone said, this is rigged. And I think George was one of them that said this is rigged, because I think it was me versus like my brother or something in the final.
No,
and since then, I've been cursed.
Year?
I haven't won. I haven't won anything. I think
he
hasn't won.
He has a Tony Double D.
Honestly, I think you just follow the league so closely, and it's like you've been following it since the start, and like that was the first team that won. See, it's like you and Dennis are one and the same in this situation.
Yeah, I feel like I'm Dennis sometimes, but...
Big cock?
No. What? What? It's a family show.
Okay.
And the reason, I just want to defend myself here real quick, the reason I think I called out collusion that year is because Dennis Sr. dropped like some like star player when Dennis Jr. had
that
waiver
was,
line
oh, yeah.
number one.
That is an interesting element.
But
to
as,
this
you,
league,
but as you've learned my our style of play in fantasy now, years later, you no way we planned any of that. We don't talk about fantasy football.
The Jelicek, though.
And I will say, last year I benefited from Rashi Rice getting dropped by your dad. Picked him up.
Our league is interesting, and maybe it's not that interesting. Maybe this is pretty common amongst leagues with amateurs, but there is just such a parity of people who really take fantasy very seriously and people who just are I would say your dad is just a very confident shooter. He doesn't read any articles, Dennis's dad doesn't read any articles, but he's got a real strong gut about how things are going to go.
Yeah, exactly. And he's very influenced by the UI and whatever the UI is telling him. 90%, 55%. He's going the higher number every time, unless he knows the guy or he's on the Browns. Then he's picking that guy.
And that's actually this actually would be interesting if you're a listener and you are in a fantasy league and you do want to have the upper edge, because I do the same thing with March Madness. And Tony, you love March Madness. It's like,
I fucking live for it. Every fucking year, I say, shut the fuck up to my family and kids. I'm putting the TV on and I'm watching it.
Just one TV? There's like four games going on.
One TV, one game. That's all I'm watching. I'm not watching more than one game.
Are you a true TV guy come March Madness?
Well, yeah, because you're already
Jokers,
exactly.
Baby. That's all I'm watching.
Yeah, come March Madness, he's on True TV and he's screaming, "Where's Impractical? Where are the Jokers? Where are the Jokers?"
That's the only reason I got into sports. They switch from
you're looking for the Jokers.
I always think Murr's gonna bust out.
Where's Sal? Where's Murr?
Dunk it. Shoot a three.
Well, I'm glad you stuck around for the sports, even though you can't get your Jokers in March. But there is an advantage in these regional leagues where I like to pick up on it, because in March Madness I do the same thing. Every year I pick against Ohio State. I pick against, and this is serious, no goofs. I pick against the Xaviers, the Daytons, and just because, like, statistically speaking, those teams, like, everybody's picking them, so you don't really get points if you pick them. You're better off just picking the upset. So I do the same thing with fantasy in our league every year. Like, these Browns players, these Ohio State players, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Marvin Harrison Jr. gets picked, like, number 9, when, like, on average, he gets picked, like, I think he's getting picked, like, 16 to 20, you know? There's just a huge advantage in that.
That is true.
The name recognition.
In our league, if you end up with a roster full of Browns players, you reach, because everyone's reaching for Browns in our league, just because I'm sure it's true across every
I would say Ohio State even more. Ohio State players are always hyped. And like CJ Stroud's probably going to go in like the third round.
I just know never to draft a rookie, because I remember I drafted number one pick one. Or Dennis drafted number one pick one year.
Why don't we just concede that you guys are one in the same tonight? Yeah, so if it slips, it slips.
This is actually Dennis's suit jacket. I don't own one.
I've worn that suit jacket before, Tony. I've worn that at least two weddings.
I don't know. Wait, and me and Dennis same size, and I'm like 6'7", 150.
Tony's a big man. He's a big, big man.
But 6'7", 150, you said?
Yes.
Big
Real
man.
Real thin.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to sit on the couch all day watching Practical Jokers with an ass like mine. What was I going to say? Clyde Edwards O'Hare?
He's very Irish.
What's his name? Edwards Hare?
Hilaire.
Dennis drafted him 1 year. First round, first pick.
He was the Chiefs running back or something.
Yeah, but it was his rookie year. And I learned now, never draft a fucking rookie for like first pick, first round. No rookie's ever that good.
I don't know if that's true.
Puka
Nacua was like the, whatever that guy's name is.
Was he first round pick last year?
I didn't pick him Dennis Clyde Edwards-Hilaire in the first round?
I think so, yeah.
I think
that's
he did, yes.
That's insane.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And I learned my lesson. That's insane.
He was going in the first round that year, though.
Just because he was the Chiefs running back.
That's insane.
Well, that Puka guy, he was a rookie, and I think nobody was really drafting him.
Did you have him, or did Mets do have him, I think? I do remember someone had him, because they were talking about him. Like, who is this guy? Wasn't you.
All right. Let's get into our top five guys this year. Like who, and by top five guys, again, I mean, who are the guys you need to have on your team? I'm sure Tony's researched. I'm sure George just has it instinctual. So we'll just go one by one and just take turns just saying like, I personally am going to start with my sure thing, like who guy I need to get in the first round, guy I need to get in the middle rounds, guy, and then work my way down. I'll start first round. You know, I'll assume I'm not getting the first or second pick. It just doesn't usually go that way with our statistics. How do we do it? We just show up on Yahoo Fantasy and it just
somehow I'm like are always around the same number every year.
And you're usually finding out about 2 minutes before you have to draft.
Yeah,
and then you hear that sound. I there's a guy I have to take. It's CeeDee Lamb from Dallas.
Just signed a big extension, right?
Did he?
Yeah. I heard there was rumors that, see, Tony knows a little sports. I heard there was rumors that he was going to go on the Browns, but just sign something like 4-year deal.
Yeah. So I think I'm probably beating a dead horse here when I say this, but there's one reason I want CeeDee Lamb on my team, because his name is CeeDee. And do you remember how fun it was when you would get like the AOL CD-ROMs or like you'd open up a box of cereal and they would give you a CD like in it, like of a game to play?
Yeah.
I can't remember what
Life Cereal, I think, had the Game of Life.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. And I think about that game all the time. I actually downloaded my iPad like 6 years ago to play it.
Joe, did you ever have this experience like where you would just like get like a random CD-ROM from like some promotional CD-ROM and you'd plug it into the computer and it was just the next, you know, 7 to 14 days is that's your life.
Of course. But what Dennis just said reminded me is backyard sports is supposed to be coming back. And I like to Google that every other year to see if it's ever coming back. So I'm excited.
That's
about
big.
That.
I know Dennis's wife is into that, which I was surprised a girl was into.
I think
backyard
it had
sports.
A nice fan base around women,
yeah,
too.
Very diverse,
it was, very inclusive game. Right?
Think about
ahead
a
of
sports
time.
Game. Like, what young females are playing sports games now? Probably not many.
Genius. Yeah, so
I love talking about young women. It's my expertise, okay?
Well, sports
I know what they're thinking. I know what they're playing. It's all I think about. It's Tony Double D.
Let's say this. Sports is your job. Women is your side hustle.
Yes. Trying to make money off of that, figure it out. But
and just to hammer home this, like, why you need to draft CeeDee Lamb is like, just put yourself at 2006, 2005,
okay,
and you have fresh set of songs that you want to listen to in your car. What are you gonna burn it on? You're not gonna burn it on a
piece of paper,
on a Spotify, a piece of paper. You're gonna do that on a CD, a compact disc, and I mean, if this isn't enough for you to take CD in the first six picks, I don't know what else I can tell you.
No,
the one thing I would say is I think CD is probably the second or third pick.
Is he really?
Fourth pick when I looked on Yahoo Fantasy.
Insane last year.
In all seriousness, though, like I took Tyreek Hill with my number one pick. I had the number one overall pick last year, and that guy's just, I will die on a hill for that guy because he is just, he doesn't really get injured. Yeah. I just like guys who don't get injured. That's pretty much my main.
Yeah.
Like, but I just,
CDs, I like them. Nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But does he have a, it's, okay, Dennis or Tony, it's one of the same. Who do you like? Who's your, I would prompt you with, who's your, you get the first pick or like you get your pick in the spot you want, who are you taking?
So this year I'm doing a no bullshit sort of method. Last year, first picked, the fucking guy ended up dating Taylor Swift.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I'm not fucking falling for that bullshit again. So I put a filter on who I'm going to pick. First of all,
no Swift.
No, can't be dating a celebrity like Taylor Swift.
Can't be John Mayer.
Yeah.
Can't be.
Mainly just can't be dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah. So okay. No, who does that rule out? That rules out John Mayer. That rules out Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
George, that's got to be tough for you.
All right. Can't also have a podcast and be from Cleveland.
Okay.
Not
going
to fucking do that.
All right, that takes, yeah, it takes a few of us out of the running.
And can't be endorsing the Pfizer vaccine. And I heard there's a guy that does that.
Okay. So we got an anti-double
D. I completely agree with everything you just said, but I think he also has to be at least 6 foot tall.
Why? Yeah, he's got to be a hunk.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get this clear. So Tony likes someone anti-vax or at least anti-Pfizer. They don't want a podcaster. No podcasters.
No, I don't want a podcaster from Cleveland.
Okay, so podcasters from Buffalo, from Detroit. Okay. Right. So that's pretty clear. And then in terms of their dating history,
have in the past dated Taylor Swift.
That rules out a lot of people.
Actually, even if they have in the past, I'm okay with them. Just currently.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That rules out. That's one or two filter,
I call it.
Okay. All right. Who does that leave?
That's what I've fucking been looking. So I'm like, Mr. Clean as an arrow. I call him Mr. Clean himself, Deshaun Watson.
You're getting this guy in the first round?
Yeah, he's a Browns. He's the best Browns quarterback. He's good. He plays every game and he's good.
Tony, he has a bit of a troubled history.
Who?
Deshaun Watson, the Browns quarterback.
For what?
Injury prone.
Oh, yeah. So Deshaun, I know about these hand jobs he likes, and I'm cool with that. So, Tony liked that.
If you don't mind expanding on that a little bit, why do you think it's just the hand jobs he likes?
I think he likes something up his butt, too, I remember reading. Is it a control thing? Tony can't go that deep, but what do you think?
It might be like a lack of effort thing. It shows in his playing style and performance that he doesn't really like to afford the effort that sexual intercourse would require. That does require showing up. It's almost like what's lazier than a hand job? Like that's the one thing he could do himself, but he wants to pay somebody else to do it. Right.
Damn. You can relate to this guy. It sounds like a little bit.
George, who are you taking if you get your dream pick?
This is the last time I'm coming on this pod.
George also put his full name into the podcast app.
Stand by what I say.
George, who are you taking if you get your dream pick?
My dream pick. I think I'm going to contradict what I said earlier and take a man from the Ohio State University that a ton of people got burned on last year, Garrett Wilson.
Am I heading out? You're there. You're just a little blurrier, but I can hear
better.
You.
Oh,
am I back?
You're good. Yeah, keep rolling. Just you were rolling for a second.
Keep rolling. You were rolling for a second.
This is jazz, baby.
Yeah,
a one and a two and a beep.
That bass made him float, baby. He was on top of the room drinking a drink.
La La Land over here.
Garrett Wilson. I'm taking Garrett Wilson.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the Jet. New York Jet.
Aaron
Rodgers be able to compete? Well, who's throwing to him? Aaron Rodgers is not going to last.
Who's his backup?
I don't know, but everyone took Garrett Wilson last year thinking, oh, he's going to have this huge year, and got burned on him. And so
comeback year.
I didn't do that. So I'm not burned. I could see it.
I could see this is his year. Like, if he's going to be a really great player, it's got to be this year.
Who else is on the Jets? Hasn't everybody taken their running back first pick?
Brees Hall. Yeah.
I don't know.
Him last year.
I don't like this.
He came off an ACL.
Yeah, so they're like, why is everybody so high on the Jets? I think that's New York media coverage bias getting in the way.
I think Aaron Rodgers, he's going to be hurt by, within four games. And another Achilles tear is my guess.
Actually, I don't want to spoil this, but I watched that movie Challengers, which I want to talk about with Zendaya and a guy, one of the actors is from Columbus, interestingly enough. And it's all about tennis. And one of the things a guy says, who's like kind of the more level-headed tennis player of the two, is like, look, I don't want to be the old guy trying to stay in this game too long. That's embarrassing. And it was actually like really interesting to hear, because it's like, you're right. Like, you don't want to be the 40-year-old guy still trying to compete with these 22-year-old studs. It's embarrassing. And I think Aaron Rodgers has reached that point.
I feel the opposite. I feel like if this is what you love and you can still do it, like, ride it out. What's there to do afterwards? Just sit at home and fucking watch it on TV?
He's got a pretty good base for career afterwards. But you're right. If he can still compete at a high level, I think. But if he does get injured again and is still trying it,
yes,
then I would put it at the embarrassing level.
Yeah. I think, yeah, for sure. That's like if it's, yeah.
This is his last ride.
That was sick last year. Tony watches this clip all the time. Aaron Rodgers, opening night, American flag, running, and he's putting up two middle fists, and he's saying, fuck Biden, while he's running with the American flag. Remember that?
Wait, what?
This is another bit?
That sounds
no,
right.
No, do you remember Aaron Rodgers running with the American flag opening night?
No, was it opening night, like Thursday night, that he got injured?
Yeah, opening night of the whole season. This is the first game of the year.
Like first drive, right?
Senior. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm putting
How have you not seen this? It was beautiful. I'm going to pull it up.
I honestly think we're like teetering on embarrassing territory now, because like clearly like the guy had the spotlight on him and he shit the bed. It's like time to go. But I guess I would want a little bit of redemption if that.
Tony Wait, only has a.
Do you really not
huff.
Remember this coming?
I didn't watch that opening night. No, I didn't. And I don't watch a lot of clips.
It was the biggest thing in sports for like
Ready?
The NFL season.
Yeah, hang on.
I had to find this on Pornhub. That's all I searched. Oh.
That's Tony Double D's main search engine.
Yeah.
I got to hub something.
Good one. Let me hub that.
Google. Yeah. What the fuck is Google? And I'm hub. This part? You never seen this?
I never saw this. No.
But you realize he did tear his ACL after this, right? I mean, or his Achilles.
Who were they playing? Was it the Bills?
We'll see. Doesn't say. Doesn't
this
say.
This is bad podcasting, according to George. We're just reading YouTube
comments.
Not even allowed.
Bro dropped the hardest intro ever. Could you imagine commenting that?
All right. Well,
like,
since
you got to be 12. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Since we're screen grabbing, screen sharing, I want to give my next pick for guy I must get. And like, I think he's like, from what I could gauge, was like third to fifth round. Have you heard of Sam Laporta?
No.
Yes.
I like the Detroit Lions team. And this guy's a tight end. It's hard to grab a tight end in any league. I don't know much about this guy, but I pulled up his image while I was looking at the rankings. And in his official player image, he's wearing like a generic jersey. Like he's a stock photograph of a football player. It's amazing. It's like a lot. What is that? I don't know. It doesn't even say Lions on it.
Eighth grade like penny that you would get.
Yeah. There's no number on it. It just looks like the fakest NFL jersey I've ever seen. I'm like, I got to have this guy on my team. He's also just kind of looks like he doesn't look like quite like a football player. He just looks dorky.
Yeah. I feel like there's a conspiracy there. Like, he's going to be hurt, and they can just drop the color picker on there, drop the fill bucket,
right,
and just put that, like, make that shirt green, make it purple. He's on any other team.
I've just never seen that before, and I don't understand. And, I'm all in on Sam Laporta.
Tight end, what round you drafting the tight end?
I think there's, tight ends are kind of crucial to get. So in all honesty, I'd probably,
fucking say Travis Kelce.
I don't have your filter on.
Say it.
I would not draft Travis Kelce. There's too much smoke there. It's too
fucking
annoying.
Fucking dating Taylor Swift. Fucking pisses me off.
I would probably grab a tight end in the 8th or 9th, 10th round.
Nice.
I usually wait to see who's left.
And well, Sam Laporta should be one of those guys.
I think he will be. Tony, what's your next pick? Must have.
So, you guys were telling me about Deshaun, how he's not a nice guy.
I didn't say anything. I'm going to be an unapologetic Browns fan in Cincinnati this year. No more of this.
It does feel like you, as Kevin could attest, I feel like in Cincinnati, it's a lot easier to be a Browns fan.
Oh, it's made me, I was all in on the Bills, but now I'm, like, kind of leaning into the Browns thing just because
Cincinnati
fans are so annoying.
Yeah, because they made the Super Bowl one time. Fuck you.
Amen.
my guy, who I'm drafting.
Come on, Tony, who's the pick?
Who's the pick, Tony? Stop teasing
this
us.
This man, he's had 5 children in 1 year. This man.
Philip Rivers.
No. This man broke one of his kids' arms at one point.
Adrian
this
Peterson.
Man's been arrested for domestic violence. This man is Kevin's man, Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize he did all these things.
He had 5 kids last year.
5 kids the last year?
Yeah. 5 kids. And I guess he broke one of his kids' arms, allegedly. So.
Yeah, well, that's just the odds. When you have 5 kids, one of them's going to get hurt.
You got to pull 5 kids out of a woman. You got to break a few arms.
That's insane. I don't want to dig too much into, because we kind of talked about this with Deshaun a little bit and like where this stems from. But like, Jesus, like how do you end up having 5 kids?
I think you fuck a lot, right?
A lot.
I think he's the opposite of Deshaun here.
In an irresponsible way.
Deshaun's too tired to fuck.
Yeah.
The cheetah, yeah. He's fucking faster than anyone else.
Were any of them twins?
Let me see all 5 kids. All
right, 1 second. I got to check my garage door really quick.
Huh?
Oh, homeowner Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he's at his new house. Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. I got all the kids here. Let me pull this up.
5 different women?
Wait. Let me see here.
Andy's back. How did
you find out? Closed.
All right. So he had... Scrolling. That's the worst when you have to fucking say you're scrolling. Do I just trust the Google AI? It's only listing me 4, though. All right, so he had Zeb Hill, July. Wait. No, this isn't right. Shit, give me a moment.
George, while he pulls this up, who's your next go-to guy in fantasy this year?
I'm going to stick on the tight ends train, and I think you know where I'm going with this because I take him every year. My namesake, George Kittle.
Ooh, that'll be an interesting lead into my next pick. Why George Kittle? I am anti George Kittle. He was on that wide receivers show on Netflix. He's like a child.
Oh yeah.
Did you watch any of that? Did you watch any of that, Tony?
I watched the first episode and I thought the same thing. And it just seems like their whole family is just getting totally fucked. Like they're so happy that he's in the league just so they can get fucked up before every game. They got like a party bus, which I guess maybe I would do, but on camera, I'd be like, no, I don't drink.
Yeah, Tony Double D, maybe Dennis.
And he's also just like really into professional wrestling at 30 something years old. He's like, trust me, he's fine. I would never want him on fantasy because he doesn't produce numbers. I think he's a Draymond Green type that you want on your team, but I don't know if that does much in fantasy.
And that's why I take him every year, because he plays the game the right way. And sometimes you just need winning guys on your team. They don't have to put on the points. You know, that's why you draft some of these other guys. And also, just all professional sports players are probably kind of a little weird because they live in just alternative realities to the rest of us.
Just imagine if somebody started paying you to do the thing that you've been enjoying since a child. Like, all of a sudden, like, if I grew up and I'm 32 and, like, all of a sudden, like, I'm making money to be a Pokemon card collector. Yeah, that would be weird. Yeah. You really don't have to grow up. You don't really have to be like, oh, got to swallow my pill today and just go to my job. You're like, I'm a Pokemon collector.
And on top of that, they're paying you what you make in a year in 1 week.
Yes, true, true. Yeah, so I'll give him a pass on it, but just speaking anecdotally,
What, Kevin? He's my pick. You don't have to like him.
That's true.
George
has got the same name. You got
George
famously loves a nice tight end. Every year, he's got all the tight ends to pick from. He's like the Tyreek Hill of our league. He loves a tight end.
Yeah.
Can't stay away from him.
Guess what? Number one hub search for George.
Tight ass. Oh my God. We have so many good lead-ins to my next picks. All right, let me get to my next one.
All right. I looked up the Tyreek Hill thing. It looks like he has
over
some
like
of these kids were legally declared his in court. So they were already like born.
Oh, so he like ended up with like he started the year with 6 children, ended the year with 11.
Yeah, I think he has almost 10 total. His wife, they had twins, and then like three other kids were declared his.
Okay.
So he likes to
bang. Yeah. He's in, who knows how many more are out there that just can't afford the court. All right. This guy, my next pick, is not only a namesake for George, he's also a namesake for Pick Freaks. Pittsburgh Steelers, wide receiver, George Pickens. How can you not get that guy on your team this year? He is the official freak. He is by far the...
What's he picking today?
I don't have very good notes here. My notes are the official player of Pick Freaks, George, and then Skeleton? Oh, Steeler. That he's a Steeler. So I don't like that he's a Steeler, but...
Bad guy.
Other than that, I'm all in on George Pickens this year. And I genuinely think he's a good wide receiver. I don't think they have a good quarterback situation, though, from what I've researched.
Justin Fields, I heard, is looking good.
Really? I heard the opposite.
Who's your insider? Yeah, who's your insider, Tony Double D?
Just feeling I got. Get straight to a new team.
Vibes
looking
guy
good.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. I'm in.
Russell Wilson, though, you heard about what happened with him in Subway.
What?
You know how he's the Subway?
Yeah, he was
promoter.
Like their guy.
Yeah. Look at Subway stock.
Bad.
So bad.
Oh, wow. You're really selling
and
this.
These people. And
how many points down is it? How many
like
points, Tony?
7,000.
Oh, that's like.
No, but they're saying that ever since he did the commercial that it's down. But
I think it's more the fact that people don't want to pay $12 for a $5.
No, George.
Wait, we have Tony here, and I don't know. I know you're pretty close with Dennis, but there was a long period of time where I kept hearing the same story from Dennis about Subway, and I think Mr. B. They'd always go, "I don't eat Subway. It's all turkey-based meats. It's all turkey-based meats."
No, Dennis would never say that because he eats it.
Dennis eats
occasionally. For years, I did because it was only
not me, Dennis.
Get it straight.
I just love that man. For years I did because it was when I worked for my dad. It was right next door in the Walmart.
I love Subway.
Yeah. So, but I think it's George's point. It's fucking the $5 footlong ruined them from 20 years ago because everyone in their mind is like, this should cost no more than $5. This sub. Every time they go there, they're like, this, and they get the bill. It's like $11.
It is like I get the footlong, the bag of chips, and the giant soda, and yeah, that ends up at like $22 after tip.
$22,
and I'm tipping.
Yeah,
you. I swear it ends up at like $20.
George, are you tipping on Subway?
I just try to hum the $5 footlong song the entire time. No, hope you like
believe that it's gonna come back.
That's your prayer every day. He gets on his knees, prays to the east, the 5-foot long.
Yeah, nowadays, like I'm on Subway.com right now, and they're saying $6.99 any foot long. Get this deal now. No sub is off limits for a limited time. Get any what are we talking? What happened to this country? It used to be $5 any sub, no limited time.
Yeah.
No promotional disclaimers.
$7 isn't a bad deal, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, for the shittiest sub, it's probably like the fucking turkey base shit.
Yeah, and look at me. Like, and I'm this $6.99 sub is only available through 9/8 with code 699FL. But there are no flavor exclusions. So like,
yeah, I always look for that. I look for that. No flavor exclusions.
You look for that on any deal.
Yeah.
Buying a home. What are the flavors?
Kevin, what website is that? I'm looking on the hub. Can't get to it.
Subway.com.
I typed that
foot
in.
Long.
I'd be curious to see. This one says
foot. Oh, woo! You're right, George. And this is free.
I knew Dennis was busy tonight, but I guess we know where he was at. All right, Tony, give us another pick. We're running long.
Oh, I'm up.
Okay.
I just watched a documentary about this guy. This guy's not...
Scott Peterson?
This guy's not dating Taylor Swift. This guy doesn't have a podcast. This guy doesn't like Pfizer. And it's Bane.
Oh, Bane from Batman?
Yeah, Bane. Next
All right,
pick.
So go. Okay. Unspoken.
Go right. Next pick. Don't next focus pick. On it. There's no more to it.
I like the pick. Nobody's thinking Bane this year. Regression.
It's honestly one of the best intros to a movie.
With the airplane.
You wanna shoot him and throw him off the plane at the same time?
He's sick. The face mask kind of looks like a football mask.
Yeah,
too.
And there's the Pittsburgh Steelers scene where the guy's running and he like has no idea. He looks around. It's like, oh, where'd the field go?
I like the pick, George. Top Bane. So we had George Pickens, Bane, and then who do you like this year?
Oh, I'm gonna handcuff Dennis and take Jameis Winston. And force him to trade me Bane later in the season.
Where's Bane? Where is he?
Where is he?
Doesn't Nick Chubb have like a whole Batman thing that he likes?
I feel like it kind of got killed a little bit when his leg got snapped in half. I haven't seen it.
Well, if you've seen The Dark Knight, he comes back pretty hard from that injury. All those push-ups and Bane's prison.
If I can have an honest moment with you guys. Every time they drop a Nick Chubb, like, promotional pump-up video, I shed a tear. I'm just so excited for that guy to come back.
Dude, he is a great guy. Son. He is my favorite NFL player, like, bar none. Like, he just is so good. I literally think he's the best NFL player. It sucks that he's coming off an injury, but, like, if he wasn't in Cleveland, he would be a household name.
Yeah, I think he's the nicest guy.
And just the hardest worker that like shows up. He seriously is. And like, I don't think there's another player in the league that I like more than Nick Chubb or in any sport, really.
Yeah, the way he does his business, like you want him to succeed. Like nothing about him is disingenuous or nefarious.
He probably wouldn't be a good guy to like shoot craps with, though.
Bad podcaster, yeah.
I don't know. He might be. He's the type of guy you'd like. He'd be drinking, and then you'd look at him, he'd be like, whoa, it's just funny to look at.
Yeah, yeah, that's
how he
true.
Interacts
yeah, like,
with people.
Maybe he gets loosened up on the crafts table.
Yeah.
Because I think the whole arc is like, he's Batman, like he's Bruce Wayne, like he shows up, does his job, and then like disappears into the shadows. But why Jameis Winston? I actually like that pick. I love Jameis Winston, like that guy's career trajectory where he just throws as many interceptions as he does touchdowns. I would love for that to be the Brown season. I hope Deshaun gets injured and we get to watch Jameis all year.
And just in case anyone from my Xavier intramural football team is listening, I threw 7 picks in the semifinals and they bring it up all the time. But
7 picks?
We were losing 14-0 before I even really got on the field. So, I mean, I figured, hey, at least we're going to go down, you know, taking some swings. I wasn't going to just hand the ball off and try to get out of there. It's like we were losing. We're going to try to win, but anyway,
So what was the final after seven picks? What's the final score?
I think we lost like 49-7. We got.
Oh wow!
But this team was a team that took it very seriously. They played like zone defense, which in like flag football, like who plays zone?
I have to go on a little bit of a tangent here. So I'm thinking picks. I'm thinking pick freaks. Like, I think that's an interesting angle that I'm going to try to think about this football season, how we can incorporate that. But I'm also thinking about Owen when we watched college football last year, how he did a turnover or touchdown tally. How do you watch sports and start a touchdown tally?
I just imagine Owen, you know, with the fashion podcast throwing fits in one ear.
Yeah.
TV on. Taking notes, legs crossed.
How many touchdowns are we looking at this week?
Sarah, another touchdown. Put right at
the top. She's across the thing, like on a whiteboard with a big.
Yeah.
That's three.
That's the funniest part. He's like tallying something there's not that many of. It's like, he really.
It's just so misguided in terms of sports.
He's not even doing Roman numerals. It's just one, two.
It's just three. It just doesn't.
Sorry, Owen.
No, it's just so funny to think about how he went into sports. All right, my next pick, and I think you're gonna like this one a lot, Tony Double D, because not only let's just get the brass tacks out. Can you go to the hub?
Yeah, I've been watching it the whole time.
Can you type in the name Chubba Hubbard?
Yes, typing.
Just like the guy's name again. It's got Hub in it. It's got Chub in it.
That's a real name.
Yeah, he's Chuba, right? He's like the running back for the Panthers. He used to back up Christian McCaffrey. And Christian McCaffrey would always get injured and everybody would pick up Chuba Hubbard. Like, how does the Hub not sponsor this guy? Oh, I mean, his name's like, literally my note was just like, Hubba Hubba. Which I learned, you associate it with cartoons probably. But yeah. I learned the origin of that is sailors and like the military used to say that to women.
Well, what's the context?
That's all I got. This is Google AI, Gemini.
Nice. I like people, their source is AI now. Instead of some scholarly article or like, I got read it in the Times. No, it's AI, Gemini, version 3.27.
Yeah, spit it out in 0.16 seconds. All right, Tony, give us another pick. Your last one was Bane.
Okay. I think this pick, I'm going names that are food, which you already said, CeeDee Lamb. Okay.
Oh, right. Good point. Yeah. He's already off the table, though.
Rashee Rice.
Ooh. Getting sort of a Mediterranean dish here.
Higgins.
Oh, now we're going a little bit Eastern Asia.
And the chef himself. Baker Mayfield.
I didn't know you got three. So
yeah, how many picks do you get there? So you can get all of the players.
If you rules is if you come up with a category and you can group players into it, you get those players. So
wait, I feel like you're missing a few. I want to go to top ranked players really quick.
George, I spent a good 1 minute on that, Kevin.
Hang on,
I'm not missing anyone.
Hang on, no, you're missing some food players. I like Baker though, kind of tying it all together. Hang on. George, you can give your pick while I look this up.
Oh, Johnny. I forgot Johnny Burger and Mike Pizza.
Tony Taco.
Yeah. Ryan Oatmeal.
Oatmeal is good. I can see that being a real name. All right. Do you have anything more to say on these food-based players?
No. Nope.
Romeo Dobbs, Romeo's Pizza.
probably.
I'm not eating it.
Is there a Giorgio on there?
I think there might be. there's two players named Tank. That's not food, though. There's a Matt Gay kicker in Indianapolis.
What's funny about that, Kev?
My brother's name is Matt. Oh, I got one. Trey Sermon, Indianapolis, running back 73. How's Baker supposed to serve all that food?
Yeah. He needs something. He needs a sermon, Baker. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You nailed them all. All right. George, give us another pick. You can pick Baker Mayfield. Dennis doesn't get three picks.
Wait, is the categories thing a real option?
Yeah, you can come up with one on the fly.
I can get that one.
I already picked Bane, so you can't say Batman.
So Bane's off the table. I'm going to go with the Jets defense because it's never too early to have a good defense.
Is the Jets defense actually good?
I think they're supposed to be unanimously number one, but who knows?
I saw the Browns drop to like number four, which is, we were number one last year, I thought.
Yeah,
that's who I had last year. I had a good defense.
I don't know. That just probably not going to work out this year.
Tell me more about the New York Jets defense. Can you name a single player? Oh, you know what? No. There's a guy from
Sauce
Cincinnati
Gardner.
On there. Sauce Gardner. He has a BW3 Wings named after him. Wing sauce.
And Kevin, do you also know that he is picking up golf at a rapid pace?
No, really?
Yeah, like he's a natural.
Oh, no. It's the most unnatural sport.
He, like,
where'd
shot, like,
you read
90,
this?
Like a 98, like on his second 18 ever.
Oh, he's got a nice
really?
Swing. He does something that I've never seen a player of golf do. He's wearing an arm sleeve like LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that done before. And I just knowing how dorky golf guys are, you think you would see that more, right? Because like the golf elbow. Oh, that looks nice. And he's golfing shirtless in a storm.
He is everything you want to be.
I kind of like this guy. All right. I'm in on Sauce Gardner and the New York Jets defense. All right. Since I had another pick, but I think I'm going to change my last one because Dennis created this category thing.
Wait. Sauce Gardner technically should be in
oh,
mine.
He should be at
food category.
No, a sauce.
You can't write these things. You can't write. There's a player named Bijan Robinson.
Jason Ketchup.
I like the oatmeal.
Oh, Ryan Oatmeal. He's a tight end.
Or if you eat a little too much, Jalen Hurts. Your stomach hurts.
Oh, Cooper Cup. Oh, I'm gonna puke. Where's my Cooper Cup?
How about
drink kind of.
Oh, you just drink your tea. Can't have a nice dinner without.
I ate too much. I'm gonna puke up.
We're giving people these fantasy names. They're perfect.
Ooh, speaking of which, I'm no longer Team Barbie.
Why? What happened?
New year, new name.
What's the name?
Oh, that was your name.
Can you introduce it? Can you introduce it on the pod? What is it? It's a lot of thought goes in the team name.
I put on mine.
I changed
like,
mine twice already.
How can you go like so left field for mine? It's like I tried to think of any noun that isn't related to football.
Wait, what
I like doing topical fictional characters. I think that's a fun thing to do. And this year, since I'm the defending champion, I feel like people are gonna hate me. So I wanted to lean into somebody who's hated, and I'm team Tommy for Tommy Molto.
Who's Tommy Molto?
Who's Tommy Molto?
From Presumed Innocent.
Oh, shit.
The show you guys have really covered.
Yeah. I'm looking at the list of players.
I like it. Because he's actually kind of cool, too. That's the best person where he's
I didn't
bad
realize,
guy and cool.
I got to shout out my brother Matt here again. Jerry Jeudy is on the Browns this year.
Yeah. Finally, he's had the name for years.
He's had it. Yeah, the guy's never been fantasy relevant, but he's had the Judge Jeudy name for so many years. He finally gets it again.
Yeah.
All right, my last pick. So since we picked categories, Dennis realized we could do that. I'm just going to say, like, anybody who's a running back. So I'm going to go Breece Hall, Bijan Robinson.
That's a lot, yeah.
Jonathan Taylor,
wow.
Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Jameer Gibbs,
one. Christian
Kyren
McCaffrey.
Williams, Travis Etienne. Yeah, so that's, I can get all those guys.
They said there was going to be a run on running back, so I should have known.
Tony, do you have any more?
Yeah, last pick, Travis Kelce. Best tight end. Best tight end in the league. And I ain't passing him up
the
for bullshit.
The filter's off. No filter.
I unchecked all the categories on the hub. First AI video that comes up. Travis Kelce's in it.
All right, George, you got one more pick for us?
Well, I need a kicker, so I'm going to go Harrison Butker.
Oh, yeah. You got to go Harrison Butker in that situation.
Butker?
I'm so fascinated by the food names. I'm just looking for any other name. We had some other stuff we wanted to discuss. Should we knock it out or should we just call it quits?
Maybe just let's do a quick 10 minutes of it.
All right, cool. I'll start. Challengers. Great movie. It was overhyped during the summer, but I can sell you guys on it in probably 30 seconds because it got like the stupid like Saltburn hype where everybody was talking about it and making memes of it. It's by the same guy that did Call Me By Your Name. I didn't realize that like great movie with Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
Great like 80s vibe movie. And it has a Trent Reznor soundtrack. You know, like the Nine Inch Nails
Challengers
guy.
Or Call Me By Your Name?
Challengers. Yeah, Trent Reznor soundtrack. So
oh,
it's
shit.
All the like, yeah, the same like Social Network.
I was wondering why there was hype around that movie because to me it looked like a boring movie, but I guess
agreed.
With all that.
No, and it people neglected the fact that like how good it was. They were just kind of like got all the hype because it was about like Zendaya having a threesome. But also, George, you'll like this. They feature the Cincinnati Tennis Open multiple occasions. They literally show
cool.
them. Yeah, it's a great movie. I rented it. It's on MGM Plus too. Dennis's favorite streaming platform.
Yes.
Highly recommend watching that movie. Just great music, great vibes, a little bit of tennis, like, but it's mostly just about like power and conflict. Really good.
Who she fuck?
I'm not gonna spoil that. All right, George, tell us about Forbidden Love on TLC.
Forbidden Love is about four couples who are in love.
Ooh.
And it's forbidden.
Stop there.
Well, are you deep in the TLC universe? Like, did you watch all those What Was Married at First Sight and stuff?
No, I would say I'm deep in the 90 Day Fiancé because of my fiancé, and it's something that I can passively be on my phone and listen to and be somewhat entertained by. But Forbidden Love is pretty good because it's all about these loves of people who are like in these different religious background relationships. So there's
Ooh.
Someone who is Muslim dating a Catholic. There's a Catholic dating a Orthodox Jewish person. There's a regular person, like Christian, just dating an Amish person. And there's a Pentecostal Christian dating a Muslim. So it's all these different people just trying to navigate love and their families and having to deal with potentially converting in order to be together.
Is this reality trash? Are they set up before the show? Are they already dating or are they introduced on the show?
They've been dating on the show. These are couples that like in the thick of it, of their relationship.
Oh shit.
And one of them follows them from Cincinnati. So that's kind of cool.
What's
too.
The most interesting matchup? Like what
for me?
Combo. Yeah.
Ooh, there's two. I would say the Amish person, because it's an Amish man with a woman.
Oh god.
It's an old woman and the type of woman who used to like be in like local calendar ads and sitting on top
Ooh.
Of like muscle cars type woman, and she's dating a much younger Amish boy who she thought she was getting this innocent guy, but once he left the Amish community, he got addicted to porn.
Oh wow. So basically he kind of jumped on his first exposure to porn, and now he's realizing that there's a little bit more out there than just a girl on a muscle car.
What's this guy's name? Tony might message him on I'm a big commenter.
Oh, yeah, it's not just for videos. It's a social network.
Yeah. Is this Jerry the Amish man?
But the other one that I'm really interested in is there's a Catholic woman dating a Orthodox Jewish man. And I didn't realize what all went into being an Orthodox Jewish person. And it's very interesting. And it made me want to ask you guys two questions, if I can.
Go ahead.
Number one, do either of you feel so strongly about your Catholicism that you would make your significant other convert if they weren't Catholic?
No. No.
Okay. Second question is if you were dating someone who is of a different religious belief, what religion would you convert or be most open to converting?
I think
to?
Any religion other than a Christian religion.
So you'd want to convert out of Christianity?
Yeah, because it's like, I'm not going to convert to be Methodist or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to go like deeper into this thing that I'm already kind of in.
If
yeah,
it was like Hinduism or like Judaism or maybe Muslim, I guess.
Yeah, one of the religions are there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that this show is so based on religion. I was expecting like a little bit more just like different categories, but it sounds like it's like purely religion.
Son.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking like cousins or like well, dog, man,
guy in car.
Yeah, guy in car would be interesting.
Need not worry. TLC has you covered. They have they have a singles house where it's all mothers of single sons and all their single sons commingling together with their mothers. And I forget what that show is called. Like
Jesus.
And then they have another one that got canceled that was even better. That was called Adopting Adults. It was adults adopting.
I love that George is a big TLC head. You, my 600-pound lifer.
No.
Is that
why?
TLC? Yeah. That's the only one I watch.
Because love chooses you. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, but if you love to eat, you're choosing that.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Kevin, any, go.
Yeah, if you're listening,
just cut
now,
what I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.